Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, Shabbat, shalom.
all that are gathered here, children of Israel, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Hallelujah. Starting off here this evening with Blog Talk Radio, this is Teacher Shane with you here on this evening Shabbat edition of Blog Talk Radio. And I bless you all in the wonderful and mighty and overcoming name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Trying to check here to see if I'm coming in well. Hallelujah. I'm not getting... All right. All right. Hopefully, I'm just jumped into the chat. Hopefully, I can get some feedback of how I am coming in. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are coming in well. Again, bless you all. I thank y'all again for another wonderful week. I thank y'all for his strength. I thank Yah that continually, every day, that my testimony, that my utterance within myself, that without him I can do nothing. And I'm very thankful for my Elohim. And we should be thankful to our Elohim who has called us into this time, into this dispensation. He has formed us as vessels of mercy to proclaim and to bring forth in this end time the sealing up of the testament. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I thank Yah for that. Again, without him, we can do nothing. This meditating and just immersing yourself within that, that is in itself volumes of wisdom, volumes of knowledge, volumes of understanding that if a man will actually put his mind in these things, just think how much he will be nourished and fed. Elohim, he's the creator of all things, as the report before us is manifest. And it is a beautiful thing to be included in this report. The inheritance in Yah has such a great weight, has such a great purpose, has such a great meaning, especially in our time and in our hour, where we see the one that wanted to be like the Most High Yah, knowing that his time is short, that he is unleashing his very last stand. When we simplify and boil all things down to its essence, the real war that is going on is between Yah and the Hasatan. There are going to be division in this war. There are going to be soldiers on the enemy side. There are going to be soldiers on the creator side. And as they, each and every day, as we come to consciousness, as we have laid our heads down to sleep and we awake in the morning, we've got to choose this day whom we're going to serve. Our Yah is an awesome Yah. Our Father, there is none like him. You know, I find it joy in my times when my mind is on Yah. It's just a beautiful thing that wells up in me, and I got to tell my Yah, you know, Yah, I don't want no other one besides you. I believe your word. There is none beside you. There is no Elohim but you. And it is the joy that's in me that this wellspring of life that comes up within me, it propels me to utter. And as I utter and utter, I understand that it's no more. It's the new man in me that is uttering the new heart. And I thank God that he, at any time throughout the day, hour, minute, this new heart can get in touch with my Elohim. And we can talk. No matter where I am, what I'm doing, I'm still going to talk with my Elohim. I'm still just going to thank him as I'm doing certain tasks and certain labors. Yah, you've given me this strength. Yah, you've given me this knowledge. You've helped me this far in this walk. I don't want to know no other but you. Been through so many trials and so many tribulations and such. And because, Most High, I trusted in you. I believed in you. I stood on the rock that you are. In this inheritance and in this testimony that's building within me in new man. You've delivered me out of them all. So in eternity, all this utterance and everything that's going on in the new man, this has been written in eternity. And I thank my Yah that the remembrance of these things are going to come up in that day. And I thank Yah that I trusted in him and his blood and his mercy and his long-suffering. That if I have sinned, I have an advocate, I have a mediator, I can go to him. I can fall down before my Creator and acknowledge my transgression, my iniquity. And I trust in him that he is able to forget it and to cast them away from him. If we would just immerse ourselves more and more and more and more in Yah daily, how much would our trust be strengthened? I think a Messiah, all that he went through for us, for the children, because he said, "I will." Messiah answered. Messiah's testimony: "I will put my trust in him, in the one that sent him, was manifested on the earth for the children." That Yah had given him. So he uttered, "I will put my trust in him." You'll read this in the epistle to the Hebrews. A letter written to us. If you are a child of Yah, you will receive this letter. You will trust that this letter was written to you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 This trust is believing in the reliability, truth, ability, and strength of. And with Yah, we do feel safe. With Yah, we are secure. And the more trust that we immerse ourselves in and allow to take place in us, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Why are they bold? They're not bold in themselves. I cannot say I'm bold in myself. I cannot sit here and say my passion. Then when I minister, that I am the one that has drummed this up, that I am one that has created. No! There is something within me. There's something that Yah has put within the new man, the new creature, that brings forth this passion, that brings forth this joy, that brings forth this excitement. That I've got to get beside myself. Got to put me away and let Yah, so always pray Yah, have formed me to be a vessel in your hand. Yah, I accept this. I just receive it with gladness. And this vessel that you have created for your use, Yah, use it. Because I know you're going to put in it what you desire this vessel to distribute. I've got to have the testimony like the one that went before me, Messiah. I will put my trust in him. Now, if I rely on my own fears and my own intrepidations and my own doubts and unbeliefs, then where does my trust lie? How can I be connected to the branch, to the vine, to the root, if I don't trust in the very thing that I've been attached to, if I just don't accept what Yah has called me to be, if I deny the creation that was spoken at the foundation of the world, what shall be the end? If I don't trust that which was heralded from the beginning. All of us that have the Spirit within us, we know our days of the Alpha when we just come into this. You know when the authoring first began. We know at the time when our testimony, the words that come out from our being, when we cried out unto the Creator of all things, and we realized what we was created for, and we accepted it, and then he put his Spirit in these vessels that his hands. Have created. Not man's hands, as Christianity would have you to believe. Christianity has been a religion for so many millennia, and all they have ministered to the flesh. They're a religion that has been in the altar court. They've been in the court of the Gentiles and all, I don't want to get into that. But I just would say simply they are without. They are a religion of false witnesses. In this time, in this hour, we can see such because it's clearly manifested before our eyes. Religion. 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 Is there any trust in religion? But faith. 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 Yah's faith, Yeshua's faith, as the substance of things hoped for, as Messiah hoped, I will put my trust in you. I and the children, Father, which you have given me. And the Word became flesh. And as the Word walked on this earth, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, this Son, though he were a Son, though he was the express image of the living Elohim, the Eternal, though he were a Son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Are you learning obedience? Are you forsaking the suffering in this walk, in this talk? You've been praying, oh Most High, give me a word, give me a word. Let the Word come unto me. Speak to me, Yah. What must I do? And the Word came unto me, say, trust. Just one word. One word. One word. Are you willing and ready and trusting and obedient to receive that one word, trust? All the Eternal speaks into our being, trust. Will you hear? Will you hear? Our Elohim supersedes far above this world, far above this existence. He can speak one word, trust, to all the nations that are upon the earth. Who will hear it? Who will receive it? Who will be gathered to hear his word? And the Word of Yah come unto me saying, peace. That's all the word you got. Is that satisfactory? Will that answer your prayer? Think about it. And the Word. And the Word comes into us. And many times it is just one word. And I've been in this walk by the grace of Yah pretty much half of my life. And trusting in my Elohim when I pray to him. Many times, he has answered prayers by one word. Will I hear that word? We heard in so many days ago. Take heed how you hear. See this mind, and any time, and any hour, it can be taken away by so many things, especially in this age, in our time. Do you see on the world scene now how many distractions there are? And how much the people of Yah have an attraction to distraction? Why? We've heard the word of Yah coming to us. What is distracting us? What is the word being spoken first to attract us through this distraction? Because you know the enemy don't want you to hear Yah's answer. We pray a lot, but we know our Elohim, his ways are past finding out. And many times we do not like the way he is answering our prayers, but he, if we trust in him, knows as a father. We trust him as a father. He knows how to direct his children. If Messiah put his trust in him there from the foundation of the world, when he knew all the children that Yah had given him, this was his mercy, that Yah would come down in flesh. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. I trust you, Yah. And I know all aforetime in the volume of the book it is written of me to do your will. So what is our trust in this time and this hour? What are you thirsting after? If we trust in the living water, as the testimony has gone forth, as the report, you know, if you drink from Elohim, if you drink from the living water, Messiah himself, he said, you will never thirst. But we are so thirsty in Israel for all this other shit. Thirsty. Is not Yah sufficient? Is not his grace? Is it not reaching you? Is his mercy not touching you? You hear the word, but you cannot receive. Why? 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 What are you trusting in? What is it in this world that has you thirsting after it? What is it in this world that is attracting you and distracting you from the life of Elohim? We just shake ourselves and just grasp ourselves and say, oh no! You ain't taking me from the love of Yah. I believe in Yah. Hey, you are not going to snatch me out of his hand. I'm not going to trod underfoot the blood of the everlasting covenant. Because trust was here even before I existed. I'm talking about myself, talking about you. Trust was at the foundation of the world for the children of Yah. He was laying up for the children. That was the trust. Trust. Laying up a trust. And you don't want to be in be a co-inheritor with the trust of Yah that he has invested in? our Messiah. He has much water. You remember the time when you were baptized in water? That you are fully immersed in water? He used water to wash away. Do you trust in that report that, yeah, Most High, I am going to, but my testimony and my witness before the whole world, that I've been buried. Oh, the old man, the old ways, the old desires, the old attitudes, and everything is going down in the water. Going down, down, down. In Jesus' name. But I know and I trust in you, Most High, as I'm going down, that you are able and just to bring me back up. I know I've got, as Messiah said, I've got to descend first. Then I've got to be lifted up. At that time, your testimony. You come up out of the water. You trust in Yah. That this was the Alpha to your new life. To your real life. That you were turning your back on all the fake shit that you were doing all your lifetime. When you were carousing and boozing and drunking and doing all your pleasures, all your desires. You made a testimony before all that you were turning from that. Now your testimony now as you come up out, you're going to walk in newness of life. I will trust in Yah. And where is your trust now in this hour? You trust the vessels of Yah to baptize you in water. Now here you are, days later, months later, years later, and still not filled with His Spirit. Where does your trust lie? His trust is already secured. It's up in the heavenlies. His trust is from the foundation of the world. It's already been invested. When you realize and you take authority and you just accept that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's listed in that trust from the foundation of the world. As the days grow darker, saints of the Most High, our children of Yah, and the days are growing increasingly evil, a lot of us need to be maturing. A lot of us need to be growing. A lot of us need to get out of self and start realizing that a lot of shit that we do is holding back some others, because we won't trust in the one who bought us, the one who gave himself for us, even though we have a testimony, but there's no manifestation of that trust. Why? Because you're not entered into it. We don't want to suffer. That is a detrimental thing in this walk. You don't want to suffer, you're not going to learn obedience. You don't want to suffer, you're not going to reign. See, this suffering here is tailored, made by our Elohim. Too many of us are still walking in the vanity of our minds from the times past. A lot of us have come into this from wrecked childhoods, and a lot of the demons and a lot of the shit that we deal with was planted in our childhood, but we don't want to go, we won't trust in Yah to go back in that time and deal with that happened in our childhood. A lot of what's going on in our adulthood now, this arrested development, stems all the way back to our childhood. And we will not let go. We have so ties with that crap, so much that we're still a child of that it overshadows and it consumes being a child of the Most High Yah. That's why a lot of us fear deliverance, fear the mirror of the word. It's not so much that it's the devil that it made us do it, but it is you. You hate seeing you. You made the decision. You gave place to let the Hasatan work in your life, but now you don't want to. You want to confess this before the Most High. You won't trust that the Most High God knows what you're going through, even though the record is written. And Messiah was tempted in all ways, as we are. And he does so because he trusted in Yah. He loved Yah to the point that the children, and he was here for the children, to provide a way of escape, but we don't want the escape. Rather, go lay back in the gutter. Go lay back in the mud. Go lick up the vomit. Why? Why? Why trust in this oppression? And the word of Yah came unto me saying, trust. And we know Yah. When he could swear by no greater, he sweared by himself. Because he knows he is able. Are we going to trust in his ability? The Messiah did, and that greater is he in us. And you, there are so many times want to be out there in that world, but you don't want to receive the report. You don't want to be part of this testimony. You don't want none of that inheritance. And it's something in man. It is so tethered to destruction, death, and such like. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our Yah is mighty. He is greater than our hearts. Will you trust that he is greater than your heart? There's so much crap being spoken to us throughout the day. But will you allow the greater one that is in you to speak? We find ourselves speaking anger, find ourselves speaking bitterness, find ourselves speaking hatred and such like, because we're trusting in our old, evil, adulterous, Adamic nature. We won't cleave to Elohim and cleave and receive the new man that is in us. Because a lot of us can receive the new man because the Spirit of Yah ain't in us. But we think we have a testimony. We think we can witness to the Spirit of Yah without the Spirit of Yah. That is no way. That is against the order of Yah. And it is written, when the Spirit abode upon them, and it was in them, then they became witnesses. And we got this thing called Christianity out here calling, trying to call itself a witness, and they have witnessed shit. Only thing they have witnessed is conquering. Rome! 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 They are just proud Romans, full of Goths and Visigoths and such like, all the pagan tribes. And sex and whatever it shall be. Oh, hallelujah, it's a hard truth. But I trust my God. In Him will I trust. We have monies in our pocket, and it says, in God we trust. Yeah, we know which mighty one they trust in. Notice that's written on money. Trust, trust. How far is their trust in this time, in this hour? When their trust, they got to print more and more and more. And then it seals back on the bill. And God, we trust. We got to print more. Come on. Proverbs. Let's get into the word. Hallelujah. Bless you all. I trust in my Yah that my rant, it's not my rant. I tell you of the truth. Even before this broadcast was taking place, I was delighting myself in my Elohim. I was thinking of His goodness. You know, it's standing on a firm rock, the only rock. That's why I tell Yah, you're the only rock I know. You know, Yah, I see there is one out here who wants to be like you, but I don't see this one that wants to be like you, that he's long-suffering, that he's gentle, that he's meek, that he has forgiveness, that he has delivered me. No. So I speak of the trust that was from the foundation of the trust that is even beyond me. The trust that is in the new man. And the Spirit of Yah that abides with this new man. It has relation with this trust. It has communication with this trust. It has knowledge of this trust. So to boil it all down, and I look and weigh the whole matter, I look at Yah as supreme. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Trust speaks if we allow it to speak. We're so many years speaking out of these bodies, our hatreds and our variances and our envies and our jealousies. When you're just going to fully just give it to this. Yah. Yah. Without you, I can do nothing. Are we going to allow Yah to manifest in this time, in this hour? when we see the manifestation of the high Satan in such heights. And we know within the inner man it grieves him. And we know within our inner man that we've got to reprove that darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5. Dinya, with all your heart. All A L L A. First word of Alpha. Beginning. Trust with all your heart. Their heart, and many of us, is so divided by attraction to distraction. The report from the beginning, we never see distraction in our Elohim. We see our Elohim as a plumb line, as a straightforward arrow, as his word went forth. It accomplished what it was set forth to do. There was no variance. There was no waving. There was nothing in his word performing what it was set forth to do. And this word, we hear his word week by week, day by day. I pray that his word is being heard daily. Well, I see in this dead season, our ears are tuned. Our ears are distracted. We're hearing. We heard from Elder Rufus a few Sabbaths ago, this whoring that goes on within us. You trust in the one who bought you, would you go a whoring? Will you go astray? When you realize the price that was paid, everything that was put in this trust, this trust is in eternity. The gift of everlasting life. Investing in Yah. Investing in the eternal. When you really weigh it and look at it for what it's worth, you look at all around you and it testifies. Man, this stuff is so temporal. I was looking at buildings, even that were erected at the beginning of Straightway, how the wood is deteriorating. And so it's just in everything in this world. Nothing is lasting. It's just a testimony that corruption is here. That I can buy something shiny and new one day. It can be all steel. And 1 year later, I'm looking at it and going, man, it has rust. It has corrosion. It's corrupted. And we need to look at all this crap in our being that is such like that wants to corrupt and wants to destroy and wants to eat away. When the way of escape has always been there, when we should trust in Yah to deliver us from this bitterness and this envy. But no! We've been living with it so long that we've trusted in this oppression, trusted in this and trusted in that, that this worm that is in us, because we don't want to deal with it, it continues. And then when the grave comes, we go down into the grave with the same worm. The worm that dieth not. Do you want to go with the grave? To the grave. With his bitterness and his envy and his hatreds and all such like. And worm that is totally eating at you, did you fear death because of the worm? Or you think many struggle when it at the time? We see our forefathers when they finish their course. When they had kept their faith, kept the faith, and it was not their faith. When they accepted what Yah had created them for, and then they performed his will, then they peaceably gathered their feet into the bed, and they peaceably were gathered unto the people. You consider the trust that was in them, that there was no struggle at the time when they were the appointed time for them to depart out of this world. As Paul said, you know, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I know now within me. I know. I believe the report of trust there is. There in the trust, there is treasure. There's laid up for me in heaven. Well, he struggled not, but he was translated. Damn. Especially in our time, and our translated into angers and translated into bitterness and translated into hatreds and envies and all such like. We so much have an affinity with the temporal, you know, all our lives. We trusted in this. This is the only life which we knew. Forsake it. Forsake all that you have. And you think it's the earthly things that possess us. No. We love possessing our gripes. We love possessing our doubts. We love possessing our unbeliefs. They keep us from giving all. We invest so much in this temporal. When the time comes, when we need help from on high, we are laughing at our calamity. Again, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in Yah with all your heart. We've been hearing from our dear shepherd, body, soul, spirit. Your heart. It's in the sanctuary of your being. It's in the midst of you. Where your heart is, there will be your treasure also. Where's your heart trusting in? You hear that? Heart, trust, treasure. That simple. Yeah, it is so profound. The simplicity of Christ. Sometimes it just goes over our head. And we allow it to go over our head because we don't want to get into our heart. Will we submit ourselves unto the report? Here, the prophet in times of who has believed our report? And I know many times, and I could see it in my dear friend and in my pastor, you know, as he ministers and trying to bring liberation to the children of Israel. And he hears all this shit going on within the body, and it's like, God, who is believing the report? And all within himself, he said, God, you have me to speak sometimes harsh things. I've got to trust in you that I must speak these harsh things. And you know, it is trying within ourselves. Just think the impact. In the man of Yah, when he has to bring forth such words that it buckles them down to his knees, that it constrains in the wine press, it brings him to so many tears. And then his tears are not coming from him, but it's coming from the Spirit of Yah, and because he's in connection with the Spirit of Yah and communicating with the Spirit of Yah. He understands Yah's hurt, therefore knowing the terror of Yah, trying to persuade you. And all the vessels of Yah that have been called, elders, teachers, whatever, arming ourselves likewise as he has suffered in the flesh. This is part of the inheritance. I trust in my Yah, no matter what's going on, Yah. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. When we are so selfish, we are in allegiance with the one of this world, this temporal world, this dying world. We read the word as Messiah. What you see me do? I'm only doing what I see my Father do. And we have the same testimony that we trust in Yah. You see me, see my brother, see my sister casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead. We see Elohim do the very same. We see Messiah. How did we see? How do you have the testimony that you see? Because I was delivered. I was set free. I was forgiven. Now I am a true witness. Because I trusted in Yah. And I will speak of the trust. And I will bring. This word, this good news, to those that have ears to hear, those that will receive it, those that were foreordained before the foundation of the world, when all this was taking place, when the trust was being formed before the foundation of the world, for the children of Yah. And we think it's some small thing. Community. Yeah, separate. Oh, yes. We are separating ourselves from this crap of this world. And it is not for us, it is for the children. Why? 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 Because this is the order. This is the will of Yah. This which watch for was foreordained from the beginning. Be fruitful. Multiply. But no, we will not receive that. That don't fit in with the religion. But you allow all the pagans of the world that they will breed and breed and breed into billions and billions and billions. And you will allow that in all their perversions and everything such like as a religion, you will go forth and you will support that for a temporal being. All Christianity is purporting. Because it became imperially the religion of Rome. And they trust in Rome. And they trust in a woman. And this woman is riding the beast at this very hour. All the kings of the earth are putting this trust, this matriarchal religion. And it don't have to be Christianity, it's Buddhism. And all the religions. I don't have to go through the whole list. People that have believed the report, the people that have the spirit of Yah, the ones that trust in Yah, have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. And they know by the spirit, by the manifestation, trust in Yah with all your heart. When you trust in Yah with all your heart, you will not lean. What? Lean? Lean? You mean that all of a sudden, you know, when certain things going on, you've got to consider. You've got to like, oh, my emotion says this. My past experience says this. You know, the things that I have trusted in my former walk. But if you trust in Yah with all your heart, and he says you don't lean to your own understanding. Understanding, how do I stand? This time, this hour when I am here ministering the word of Yah. I have bowed my knee before this broadcast come on, you know, Yah. Without you, I can do nothing, Most High Yah. My utterance must be of you. I should not utter anything of myself. Any soulless ways, any soulless powers, I bind them in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. And Most High Yah, I accept as you are the potter and I am the clay, that you have formed me a vessel to perform a certain task. And I delight to do that task. And I receive what you have created me to be. Trust. 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 And in Proverbs 3:6 it says, in all your ways. We kneel, the report says there is a way that seems right unto a man. But the end thereof is the ways of death. In all your ways. So when trust is invested in your heart. And you get to the point where you don't lean to your own understanding. How many of us deal daily? I need to do this. I need to do that. But what does this word say? What does Yeshua say? What is the way of escape? What is Yah's will? What is my inner man, my new man telling me? What is the spirit? Have I quietened me to the point where I can hear his voice? We're so tethered to hearing, you know, the 2,000-watt voice of the enemy. Oh, yeah, he's cranking. He comes through all the clips in the Pioneer and the Alpines. Oh, we hear that? Yeah, I can hear that. So I guess because I can hear that clearly, I've got to trust in that. And all this volume of the enemy with no force of power. We don't take an account. We don't take the battle to the gate. We don't stop and get sober-minded and take a look and they're like, what is this shit? What is this crap? Me times I'd get upset and these things would come to mind like, what? What the hell? You trying to take me from the love of Yah? From the promise of Yah? You trying to subvert eternal life from me? No, I have invested too much. Why? Why of this investment? Because he invested first. That is why I talk of the investment. And I of myself have done nothing, so I must speak of his investment from the foundation of the world. When trust truly began, let us make man in our image. Was my name in that book at that time? I know that book, which was written before the foundation of the world, it is going to remain until the end of the world. Your name going to remain, or do you desire to have it blotted out? Do you deny the trust from the foundation of the world that has been invested in our Messiah? I and the children which Yah has given me, that is to the Hebrews. So in all your ways, acknowledge him. Whatever goes on throughout the day, Yah, 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 Wah, Yah, Yah, what must I do? If the word is in you, Yah will direct your paths. That's simple. But the word, envy come unto me saying. But the word of bitterness come unto me saying. And the word of hatred and such like came unto me saying. It's attraction to distraction. Our trust is not in the trust. In all your ways, When I read that, there is reflection on the word of Yah. Because there were no judges in the land. Every man did that which is right in his own eyes. And I'm like, I just got to bow my knee to that, Most High Yah. I've got to trust in you. That's true, Most High Yah. You know why? Why can I trust in you? Because I see that in me, Most High. Because you saw, you gave me eyes and ears to see that in me. You Most High Yah, this is my testimony. You gave me eyes and ears to see that in me. And not only you did this in the trust, you allowed me to be delivered from it. So many accounts of being delivered from our enemies. And we will not take the route of Yeshua, the way of Yeshua, the truth of Yeshua, and the life. In the volume, the preacher must raise his voice. Teacher must raise his voice.
But teacher, you got to talk like that. Why you got to be so passionate?
Because my Messiah was so passionate in his trusting in the one that sent him. Oh, hallelujah. Trust in Yah with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Where shall my hands touch? What shall my eyes look at? What shall my ears hear? Where shall my feet tread? We thinking of, no, our literal body. No. The new man in us is overtaking. And it should be. The new man in us should be the one that is truly manifesting himself. But the report says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Let us stop here just a little bit for recollection. Let Sister Wendy give you mailing address. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this Hello. Is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3082. 8625. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And definitely he is. Do you trust in that? Will it comfort your hearts? The King is coming. Will he? Is it in us to truly be settled in that statement, the King is coming? That was a word that was given to the saints to bring comfort. Comfort to me? Well, he didn't come today. Don't matter. The King is coming. He didn't come yesterday. The King is coming. I trust that at the appointed time, appointed hour, appointed minute, appointed second, he will come. My trust this far in the journey, it's gotten to the point where whatever I needed my Most High Yah to supply, he supplied all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Oh, the trust? You mean I was able to dip into the trust? You mean I was an inheritor of the trust? Yeah, many times. There's so many things, so many stories, so many events I could tell you, and we have heard them throughout the years that happened to us at Straightway. But the beauty of them all is how Yah showed himself when we trusted in him. When he come to the point where we know we could do nothing. We were looking at situations like one time this tree was about to fall on this house which we was cutting. And this we was cutting it and it was going the direction we didn't want it to go. And we knew that this tree was about to fall on this house. And all of us in one accord, with one mind, cried unto Yah. You watched that tree be stayed until we could gather the equipment that Yah told us that we need to do to bring it the other direction. Yah sent help in the time of need because of the trust that we had in him. One time there was this little boy running around with a mason jar, and you heard the story. Fell down, cut his wrist open, and you're looking at it, and you know, in the temporal and locking all this blood gushing out, and knowing all your former knowledge, and everything is coming to you and saying, but you gotta get beyond that veil. You gotta get beyond all that and trust in Yah. And what Yah told you, lay hands on it, pray. Then Yah manifested. Because of trust? Because of trust? Because of the trust? the inheritance, the investment. Did you hear, Pastor Lee? We got so many testimonies, so many stories that we can go on and on and on for hours. And we can testify of the strength of Yah, strength of Elohim. When we realize that we didn't lean to our own understanding, in all our ways we acknowledge Him. He directed our paths and it allowed Yah to show Himself mightily. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, wife leaving you, husband leaving you, this happening, that happening, where does your trust lie? Where is your understanding at? What is in your heart at that time, at that hour? Where's your mind at when these things come upon you? Will your confessions be, I am a child of Yah? He knows what I have need of. I have made my supplication and my petition to Him. I will be patient, knowing that my answer is coming. Just like Daniel. Just think you're in a dark pit. And you hear, you can't see much of nothing. This stench. And you hear all this growling around you and all this walking of animals. For how long was he in there? How long did he pray? How long was his foot upon the rock? When did his trust manifest? All that time investing in the pit. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. What were they trusting in? Were they looking at the temporal fire, the temporal heat, temporal one that was about to throw them in there? What's amazing how much they trusted in Yah. That there one, that there was a friend in the heat among them. And there appeared unto them one like as the sun. There's a fourth one in the fire with them. Second Samuel 22:2. Second Samuel 22:2. And he said, Yah is my rock and my fortress. And my deliverer. Oh, that's in Samuel? That's the Old Testament. I trust Yah, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My trust says that I am Yah and I change not. As I was in the beginning, so shall I be in the end. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad to be of that trust. I'm glad to have my name on that book. In that book. 2 Samuel 22:3. The Elohim of my rock. In Him will I trust. He is my shield. And the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower. my refuge. If anything, I'm going to run to him. I'm not going to run to this world. I'm going to run to Yah. Run to Yah. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to run to the Father because I am a child of him. I am begotten of him. I'm not begotten of Satan. Hell no. My cadence is different now as a child of Yah. My refuge, my Savior, and you, O Elohim, Yah, you save me from violence. Then it is spoken of again in the trust. Every word of Yah is pure. He, who Yah, Yah is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Are you going to invest? Quit investing in yourself. Quit investing in your dreams. Quit investing in your desires and your lust. The way of the transgressor is hard, and we wonder why. Why is this walk so hard? Not hard. We trust in Messiah from the beginning. My yoke, easy. My burden is light. Why? Thy Messiah. I trust in Yah. I and the children which Yah hath given me. I have prepared the way, because my testimony as Messiah, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Psalm 56. Listen, this is David, the friend of Yah, a child begotten of Yah, a vessel formed by the hands of Yah.
Oh, you say yes, Jesus, eh?
Are these in the testimony? I trust my Yah in the report. So, let us read. This is a prayer of David. A prayer of David. Be merciful unto me, O Yah, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O you Most High. In what time I am afraid, I will trust in you. In Yah, I will praise his word. In Yah, have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They make and they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In your anger, cast down the people, O Yah. You tell my wanderings. Put you my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? You hear the trust of David in Yah, holding him at his words, which Yah says, hold me at my words. And we think religion, well, we don't need to talk to Yah like that. The hell with religion. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust in Yah with all your heart. Let the inner man speak. If peradventure, you have received the Spirit of Yah, and we know, and that you know the new you. The you that you should know is what Yah has formed. Why our ways need to acknowledge him more day by day by day by day. Learning obedience by the things which we suffer. Though he was a son. Though you are a son. Though you are a son. Trust. Learn obedience in the suffering. Trust. Put you see me, my tears. My inner man is praying with groanings and utterings. These are bringing forth the tears. This is what you see. Now my religion, with these vain repetitions, y'all ain't seeing that shit. When we get down to the nitty-gritty, when we get ugly before y'all, then he will see. It is written in Isaiah 43, he was not comely that any man should desire him. But this world, this temporal, it tries to bring us to an understanding of beauty. What is beautiful in Yah's eyes? That is the real understanding. That is the real life. That is the real presence. That is the real manifestation. Brother Daniel said some streams ago, being ugly. That first time when we were on our face, being ugly. Y'all heard us? Sometimes it got to get ugly to help us get ugly. When we start seeing how ugly we are before the Most High Yah. And then when we can receive that, then he can give us beauty for ashes. We're going to burn this shit that we think is so grand. But before Yah, he looks at it. Oh. We got to acknowledge our Elohim in all our ways. creature. Embrace your creator. Creature, know that you are in his hands. Let him form you for his purpose and for his pleasure. Time on this earth is so damn short. Your life is as a flower of the field, dust. Why trust in dust? David, open and naked before Yah. We got to get, many times we find ourselves before Yah in this manner. And you know what, Yah? This is the beauty that he inclines his ear to. When you're speaking of his salvation and reminding him of his salvation and of the trust that he is invested in his salvation and allowed you to be part of it. Go on in Psalm 56. You tell me my wanderings. You tell me my wanderings. Thank you, Yah, for bringing me. Let me know when I am getting astray from you. It is love. When rebuke and reproof, admonishment. Let me know that Yah, I'm in the eyes of Yah. They not in your book? When I cry unto you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for Yah is for me. In Yah, in, not outside around, but in Yah, will I praise his word. In Yah, will I praise his word. In Yah have I put my trust. I will not be afraid now what man. He said before, I'm not going to be afraid what flesh can do unto me. Now he said, now I'm not going to be afraid what man can do unto me. The Yah, your vows are upon me. Oh, Yah, I will render praises unto you. For you had delivered my soul from death. Will not you deliver my feet from falling? That I may walk before Yah in the light of the living? Are you alive? Are you alive? Trusting in life, the eternal, or are you trusting in death, the temporal? Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man brings a snare. But whoso puts his trust in Yah shall be safe. Isaiah 30:12. Wherefore, thus says the Holy One, as we heard from the lion's den, and they're just reverberating. the witnesses is in the Word. So say the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this Word, and you trust in oppression and perverseness, and you stay thereon. So therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly as an instant. And he that trusts in oppression, perverseness, you stay therein, and he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd, a portion, to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. Saying that, in a nutshell, you're a destroyed vessel, can't hold nothing now. You are a vessel not good for nothing. Can't hold fire. Can't hold water. Therefore, the casting away comes about. Isaiah 55:8. Our Elohim says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yah. Are you going to trust in that? Are you going to lean to your own understanding? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not hither, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. God said, it's not going to return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Understand that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth even unto now. All that's going on, earthquakes and such like, hurricanes, letting you know it's waiting to be delivered unto the children, the liberty of the children of Yah. Creation itself is tired of all this damn corruption. Creation itself trusts in Yah. So what are you? When the witness that is going before us clearly in living color day by day as a testimony You see it. You behold it. Trust. Trust. Trust in our Elohim. Forget the things of old, please. The new man has no part with that. Embrace. Cleave. Acknowledge our Elohim and all your essence. Body, soul, spirit. Yah must be all in all. Well, hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. I pray always that your faith fails you not. This faith, and we say what we have, it must be his faith. The only faith that we got to give testimony. I mean, what else? How can we be a witness? We have not witnessed nothing. We have forsaken the suffering. We desire not to learn obedience. Do we love our Father? Does trust him enough that he has his interest best to our rearing? Not that hard, but the way of the transgressor is hard. Bless you all, family of Yah. And I'm speaking only to those that have ears to hear. I know as I minister, as I'm only ministering to a few. But I'm not leaning to my own understanding, but still the mission must go forth. No matter what I think, and you know, fears may rise up in me and this and that, I've got to overcome that. But the greater one that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. So I don't want my mind out in that world right now. My mind is it always needs to stay in the world to come. That's what I have been created for. That place has been prepared for me, and you need to claim that. And live it. Well, bless you all, saints, for the Most High Yah. Be strong in Yah in the power of his might. For the King is definitely coming.